Kids from poor families get a real boost in nutrition from school. Free and reduced lunches and breakfast programs and after-school snacks really help kids keep up with their nutrition needs. Then school ends for the summer, and low-income families often have to look elsewhere for nutrition for children. Summer food programs are run all over the country. Those include a wide variety in the state of Oregon. Let's hear about those. Our guest is Lynn Reynoso. She's the Manager of Community Nutrition Programs at the Oregon Department of Education. Lynn, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Good to have you here.
Thank you.
So what do we know about the number of kids who get free or reduced meals in school over the course of a school year?
In Oregon, we know that about 53% of the kids in Oregon are receiving a meal at a free or reduced price during the school year. During the summer, only about 18% of children who are eligible for free and reduced price meals are accessing our summer food program.
That's a big difference.
Yes. It is.
And of the 53% who get free or reduced, is it generally lunch? Is it usually some combination of lunch and some other meal?
It's often lunch and breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. So 18% is a big drop off.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of how Oregon does in getting kids to those programs in the summertime, is it about the national average? I mean, I hear there's a lot of fall off in the summertime everywhere.
There is a lot of fall off in the summer time everywhere, and USDA at the federal level, because this is a federally funded program, is really making a big push to help make sure that there are lots of sites available in every state and that children and teens can get to those sites because there is such a big drop-off and because it's so important that kids continue to have nutritious meals during the summer.
Are there some summer feeding programs that are done through schools so that the kids can essentially go where they've gotten used to going, just they don't have teachers in classrooms and all that sort of thing?
The majority of our programs in the state of Oregon are actually through schools. The schools may have sites at school buildings or parks, community centers, but in Jackson County, 7 school districts, for example, participate in the program.
And for the ones that do not, what are the options for people who are using the free and reduced lunches during the school year?
Well, there are lots of other organizations that actually offer programs during the summertime. In Jackson County, we have 35 sites, Josephine 24, and I would estimate Klamath County has at least 30 sites. And the sites are located at parks, Boys and Girls Clubs, schools, sometimes even libraries, community centers, churches, and Y's. And what we encourage is people can locate these sites in a very easy manner. There are several ways that they can do so. One is by going online to www.summerfoodoregon.org, and that website tells locations, meal times, days, dates of operations, and activities that are also happening. Because a lot of the sites, in addition to offering food, they have activities for the kids. And that's an easy one to access. If you want to call, there's an 800 number, and people can text as well if you'd like that information.
Let's take the 800 number, because for the folks who might not have access to computers, it's an easier way to go in.
Sure. The 800 number is this is a national hotline.
Mm-hmm.
The number is 1-866-3-HUNGRY.
Mm-hmm.
Or 1-866-348-6479, and they offer services in English and Spanish.
So 866-348-6479.
Yes, 1-866-348-6479.
Lynn Reynoso is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the Manager of Community Nutrition Programs at the Oregon Department of Education. You can join us as we talk about summer food programs. And our number is 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org by email. So a large variety of programs across the state. Now, I did want to sort of match up what goes on with programs offered through the Department of Education or through the USDA summer food program versus what's available at non-school sorts of sites, because my mind immediately goes to places like Kids Unlimited in Medford, which I know provides meals. Is there a way, I mean, are those cross-referenced? Can they account for each other? And so they know that, you know, the people at the Department of Education know they don't need to provide meals 2 blocks from Kids Unlimited because there it is.
I'm not exactly sure what you're saying, but we do keep track of where all the sites are.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes an organization is going to serve maybe a more specific niche, and other times it'll be more general, like at a school district. And Kids Unlimited does participate in the program. They do serve meals. And so we just try and get as many sites as possible, not too close in proximity, because we want kids to participate at all sites. But yet we pay attention to if there's a busy street where kids aren't going to be able to cross it to get to a site. We'll want to try and make sure communities work to get sites in all locations that are easily accessible for families.
Okay, the accessibility part appears to be the big one. I know in having had this discussion in previous years, it sounds like transportation could be an issue for many families.
Transportation is an issue. Not all cities have buses or systems where, you know, or safety where kids are safe to actually walk to a site because of traffic or other reasons. And so that's why it's important to have as many sites as possible. However, on the other side, the organizations that offer the sites need to have a certain amount of participation so that they don't lose money at the sites. And so there's a delicate balance between having enough kids come and having enough sites.
Is there a minimum number that have to be served to be?
No, there's not a minimum number, but the organizations, for example, a school district may set a minimum number. And if they're not getting the participation, we encourage them to do outreach to let people know more about the sites. Or sometimes they just need to move across the street to a better location where kids aren't having to cross busy streets to get there.
Oh, it can be that simple. Essentially, mm-hmm. You know, the same address, but different by one digit, but just on a different side of the street.
Yeah, they just notify us, and they can sometimes move a site in a very small proximity and increase their participation.
Lynn, I have to believe that there's a fairly large push toward the end of the school year to let families know that the options are available. Is there such a push?
There is a push. A lot of the school districts will put in flyers in backpacks, PTA notices, information for parents at schools. That's the primary method. Of course, the Oregon Department of Education does press releases, and we invite our community partners, school districts, media partners to spread the word about the free summer meals to the families in their areas. We encourage people to post information on Facebook, Twitter, any word of mouth, reader boards, churches, just to get the word out about how to locate sites.
There are lots of ways to reach people these days.
Yes, there are. There's also a text that people can, if they have a phone and they want a text to locate a site,
mm-hmm.
and the text number is 877-877, and then they type in food as the message.
Mm-hmm.
It's quick and easy. I just did it a few minutes ago, and within a few seconds you get a response. Give me your zip code. You type in the zip code, and then within about 5 seconds, you get a list of sites in your area. So that's another easy way to locate sites.
All right, so set up a text message to 877-877, and then text in food and send.
Yes.
And then it comes back and asks for your zip code, and away you go.
Away you go. It's real quick and easy. And then you'll get the locations, mealtimes, days, and the dates of operation. The other thing that we're encouraging our organizations to do in the last couple years is to serve from the first day of summer vacation to the last day of summer vacation. Traditionally, a lot of the programs would maybe just serve meals for 6 weeks, and now we're seeing a big push of expansion so that kids have access to nutritious meals every day of the summer.
I seem to recall that there was an issue with a lot of programs ending about 2 weeks before the start of school.
It does. It still happens a little bit, but together and working with our community partners and the organizations that sponsor these sites, little by little, they're expanding their service time throughout the summer, which is really commendable.
Are there efforts to make sure that you don't have big blackout zones, there aren't large chunks of rural counties, for example, where kids would have to travel 30 miles or more to get a meal? I can imagine in far eastern Oregon that might be the case, but are there efforts to make sure that the best you possibly can that doesn't happen?
Yeah, it's challenging, I can tell you that. There are what we call mobile feeding sites. Douglas County actually has one through the school district that I'm aware of that's new this year. And they're going to be going to several sites. They've got a bus with megaphones and, you know, loudspeakers and music, and they'll take the meals to sites. There'll be supervision at the sites. The kids will get their meal. They'll have fun. and then the bus will take off and go to the next site, and that's in an effort to help serve rural kids.
We're talking about summer food programs in Oregon with Lynn Reynoso, the Manager of Community Nutrition Programs at the Oregon Department of Education. You mentioned supervision, which brings up an interesting thing I hadn't thought about before. Is it generally designed that these are places where the kids can go or be dropped off and not have to have the parents hang around, for example?
The parents often will like to come, mm-hmm. But they don't have to come. The sites are set up so that they have a boundary. The sites do have to have supervision and meal service. It's not like strict supervision, but they keep their eye on the kids that are within the boundary area of the site. So even within a park, there could be an area that's just designated for the summer food service program, and that's where the kids would be.
And so what's been the trend in recent years with summer food service program? And I guess even one step back from that, the trend in free and reduced meals as Oregon has emerged from recession, is that number trending downwards, staying about the same, heading upward?
Unfortunately, the number of free and reduced price eligible kids is still creeping up. Probably 15, 20 years ago, it was closer to 40%. Now it's, or even a little under. And now it's at 53%. We're hoping to see it at least stabilize and not continue to go up, but it is still quite high.
And so if an organization or a group of people decide they would like to offer a summer meal site, and because there isn't one nearby, what are the steps they'd have to go through to get set up?
What they can do is they can contact the Oregon Department of Education Child Nutrition Programs. They can call me, and my number is 503-947-5892. At this point for this summer, it's past the USDA deadline to add new organizations, but if an organization wants to be a site, sometimes we can find another organization that's already operating the program who will adopt the site for the year and offer the meal program to kids.
So extend the umbrella of the existing organization
mm-hmm.
over that site. Okay.
Yes.
Did you mention how many individual sites there are across the state of Oregon?
In the state of Oregon last year, there were 794. There are at least 800 this year, sites throughout the entire state. And I think it's also interesting to mention that about $6.4 million comes in from the federal government and is dispersed throughout the entire state of Oregon to operate this program. So it's also an economic boost to communities.
And what was that again, $6.4 million?
$6.4 million throughout the state.
Mm-hmm. Back to the interest of any organizations that might want to participate in the program. And as you pointed out, not possible to get a new thing going this year, a new organization admitted. But how difficult is the paperwork? I mean, what are the requirements of the organization that wants to offer a program like this?
The sponsors need to be either public, private, nonprofit, community organizations. They have to have the ability to manage a food service program. There are requirements for meals, for example. They need to follow the USDA guidelines to be able to prepare and serve meals and purchase the food. They also need to really have some administrative capability to make sure that they can keep track of the paperwork. They have to train their staff. They monitor their sites to make sure that they're serving the meals in accordance with the USDA guidelines.
Does it have to be a food that is prepared in a certain place? I mean, I imagine given that this is USDA and given some of the strictures on school lunch, for example, they can't just go down to the burger joint and pick up a whole bunch of sacks and bring them back.
That's right. They often prepare their own, or they may purchase meals. Some organizations will purchase meals actually from school districts or other vendors, and then others will do their own preparation of their meals. And a sample lunch, I just picked up a couple of menus from the Southern Oregon area, and a sample lunch might be like a beef burrito, rice, carrots, pears, and milk. A sample breakfast might be a breakfast sandwich, bananas, and milk. The meals are basically component-based and fairly easy to put together. It isn't necessarily easy to manage a food operation, and so organizations need to do that. Sometimes sites don't have the ability to actually serve prepare and serve those meals, and that's why they'll work under another organization such as a school district or a Boys and Girls Club, and they'll get their meals from those clubs, and then they'll serve them at their local site.
Okay, so again, to find a program near you, summerfoodoregon.org or 866-348-6479. We'll put these on our Facebook page, or text FOOD to 877-877. Lynn Reynoso is the Manager of Community Nutrition Programs at the Oregon Department of Education. Lynn, thanks for joining us today in The Exchange.
Thank you so much, Jeff.